Here at the 85th National FFA Convention, we're wrapping convention up with the elections of the 2012-2013 National FFA Officers. And with me is the 2012-2013 Central Region Vice President from the state of Nebraska, Brennan Costello. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited.
I know that seeing you run up on stage and the smile that you had on your face, you were full of energy. And after a week of interviews and going in front of the nomination committee, I'm amazed at how much you still have.
Oh, yeah. The interview process is very tough. They want to find the best individuals who will lead this organization. I'm honored that they chose me as part of it. And my energy comes from for passion for this organization and passion for serving the young people that are part of it and make FFA such the respectable, traditional, and growing organization that it is. And that energy will continue to sustain me throughout the year. So I'm very excited for what this next year is going to hold.
Well, good, because I have a feeling you're going to need the energy. You will travel the United States, even have a trip overseas as well. And as you travel, how do you plan to communicate the message of the FFA, National FFA organization, to the members?
Through a variety of different experiences or things that the national officer can do throughout it all, they need to be a spotlight for this organization and for agriculture. So our actions, whether that be through a speech, a workshop, something on the internet, or even just walking through an airport, we need to be a model of what this organization is. And then the conversations we have and the messages we are putting across to make sure that they promote this organization and promote what agriculture is doing in the United States today. And that will be a mission that I have in my time as a national officer, to always be a light for what this organization is and what for agriculture can do.
Obviously, you feel very at home in the blue corduroy, but can you describe a little bit about your home and where you're from?
Of course. I'm from Gothenburg, Nebraska, a small town in the center of Nebraska. I grew up north of Gothenburg on a small acreage where we raised sheep and chickens and rabbits and dogs and cats and kids. And I worked for a farmer during the summers, Britt and Joe Anderson, where they raise grain crops and have a feedlot.
So that farmer you worked for, was that part of your SAE program?
Yep. I did a placement project there with the Andersons. I'm very thankful for what the Andersons have done. And also part of my SAE was sheep production entrepreneurship. So I raised about 22 head of sheep on our family acreage.
So you had some diversity within your supervised agricultural experiences. So that was good. You had the opportunity to grow, which was the theme of this year's convention. And how do you plan to grow as an individual throughout your next year of service?
This office, as well as any office in the FFA, whether that's at a local chapter or state level, it's about growth. And that's what our FFA members experience throughout this organization, whether they're 1 year or 10 years. And that's very cool and very great to see throughout the growth that our FFA members can have. This year as a national officer, my goal is to grow as much as I can to increase my service to this organization and increase my service to the agricultural industry.
And as you grow as an officer, you had to begin somewhere. So where did you start out in the FFA and what sparked your interest?
The spark of my interest started with my dad, who was an avid FFA member, and that really got me started in FFA, and I'm very glad I did. Mr. Dan Shear was my first agriculture advisor in Gothenburg, and he really instilled in me the values of leadership, and values of service to another individual, and that's what I think I'm very thankful for, to get that out of FFA. And from starting as a freshman and giving the creed was the first thing I did, to all the way up to being on that stage tonight. That growth and what we talk about this convention, I could definitely see that in myself, and I'm excited to instill that in FFA members as well.
Now, you've mentioned your dad, but would you like to, you know, mention the rest of your family and who else has supported you through this journey?
Yes, I would not be sitting in front of you alone. There has been an incredible amount of people who have held me up. My father, Steve Costello, my mom, Becky Costello, my state executive secretary, who is my coach throughout this process, Donnell Johnson, and my advisor again, Mr. Dan Shear.
It seems like many people have inspired you and helped you get to where you are today. And if that one FFA member, that one green hand or freshman member, comes up to you and asks for a piece of advice, what would you offer them?
To engage your potential. Our young people today, whether in or outside of FFA, have an incredible amount of potential. They are going to do big things in the FFA and even bigger things in the agricultural industry. So that young FFM member, just take the strengths that you have, because you have them. You just have to find them. Take the strengths that you have, find opportunities to grow those strengths and become a better person than you are. Engage your potential so that you can solve the problems that we're facing now in agriculture and make this a better, more sustainable industry for my generation and the generations behind us.
And you're mentoring your generation. Where are you currently at in school, and what are you majoring in?
I'm currently a sophomore student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, majoring in agribusiness, and I really enjoy my time being a Husker.
Showing some pride there for your university. Well, congratulations again, Brennan.
Thank you very much.
That was your 2012-2013 National FFA Central Region Vice President, Brennan Costello, here at the 85th National FFA Convention. Yeah.